Prologue. Tobolsk, Siberia, 1925. As the bitter wind whipped up a flurry of snow before them, the two young boys pulled their thinning fur coats tightly around their faces. "Come on," cried the elder of the pair. Although he had just turned 11, his voice already possessed a gruff, husky quality. "That's enough. Let's get back home." The younger boy, only 7, picked up the pile of firewood they had been collecting and ran after the older boy, who was already striding away. When they were halfway home, the children became aware of a faint cheeping noise coming from the trees. The older boy stopped in his tracks. "Do you hear that?" he asked.
"Yes,"
replied the small boy. His arms were aching from the weight of the wood, and although they had been still for just a moment, he had started to shiver.
"Can we get home, please? I'm tired."
"Don't whine," the older boy snapped. "I'm going to investigate."
He made his way to the base of a nearby birch and knelt down. Reluctantly, the smaller boy followed behind. Before them, wriggling helplessly on the hard ground, was a baby sparrow, no bigger than a ruble.